Wake up, you world down there, because here I come.
So it's disappearing for a group.
Many thanks to Robin Blind for the news and prize to Robin. We had 3 hours of music from Dave Simpson between 11 and 2. Dave will be back with you again tomorrow, same time. Meanwhile, it's my turn. Andy Davis taking you all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Before I start, a little bit of traffic news here. A warning to drivers travelling to and from Essex. There is thick fog at the moment, which is affecting the A13, especially in the Grays area, where visibility is down to 50 yards. There's also fog on the A12 in Eastham Avenue, East London, where again visibility is down to below 50 yards. So extra care on your way home tonight. And may I refresh you with a phrase I heard a few years ago to try and make you remember a little safety? And that is, if you think of fog, then think of the initials FOG, and that means foot off gas. Drive a little carefully in fog, because they are upon you before you know what's happening. Let's start off with Gary Newman and Metal. That's our start of this afternoon from Gary Newman, something called Metal. 3 minutes past 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. It's Andy Nigel Davis, or AND for sure. Hello, how are you? All right? Friday, the weekend is upon us. It's a bit foggy out there, so do take it easy, won't you? Because I drove through a heck of a lot of fog on my 40-mile journey this morning. Anyway, hope there's no more now. I've got a letter here. Very confusing letter, which arrived in the post to me. It says, Friday PM. Well, a Mr. Stephen Whittaker, who apparently only listens on Fridays, of Hartford Road, Devon and Northwich, Cheshire. Hello, Stephen. I don't pretend to understand it properly, but here's how the letter goes. Dear Andy, today, Friday the 21st of the 1st, 81, at about 4 PM, you said, and I quote, whilst that record was playing, the blower went. And then the telephone went. We have a green one if yours has gone. Stephen, a green what? I don't know. But if you want to send it along, I'll accept anything, all right? Send it if it's no good to you. We'll find something to do with it. This is Radio Eleanor coming to you on...
2, 5, 4.
We have lots of music all the way till 6 o'clock. I hope you can stay with me for at least 1 hour. I'm most grateful. Record number 2 comes from Leo Sayer from an album called Now. This is The World Has Changed. Changed. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock, Radio Eleanor. That was Leo von Sayer from an album called Now. That's The World Has Changed. You can say that again.
Let's get it together.
Yes, talking of the world has changed, you may have heard over the last day or two about the new £1 coin. There was a piece in the paper this morning about when the £1 note was introduced. Of course, that was way back in 1928. I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eyes. And in fact, I don't think my dad was a twinkle in anybody else's eye, for that matter. It says the £1 note in 1928, when it was introduced by the Bank of England, would today be worth 9 pence. That really makes you think, doesn't it? To buy in 1981 the goods that £1 would have bought you in 1928, you'd need to pay £11.20. Isn't that absolutely frightening? Do you know, I remember when I bought my first ever record, which was, I think, Hippie Hippie Shake. 6 and 3 pence it cost me. Oh, those were the days, hey, when we used to do the huggle buck, and we used to press button A or B in a telephone box. Oh, the good old days.
Over by the window, there's a pack of cigarettes.
It takes me back to last summer. That's Rupert Holmes there from an album called Partners in Crime. Something called Him. Send that one specially to Susan Minns, who's getting married to Peter Barber today at 3 PM in St. John's Church, Diggs Well. That's in Welling Garden City. Both families wish them every happiness, and that comes from Vera Minns. 9 minutes past 2 o'clock, Radio Eleanor. Here's another one of those news flashes. A warning to drivers on the M6 motorway. A wagon carrying purple paint has just overturned, and the wagon drivers are maroon. Minutes past 2 o'clock. That's Sad Cafe there. And a Leonard's on with the show. Now, I wouldn't say that my local team's matches are not well attended, but I phoned them up this morning and asked, what time does the match start? And they said, well, what time can you get here, eh?
How wonderful.
By the way, don't forget, I'll be giving you the phone number for your request and dedication at around 3 o'clock, so make a mental note of this phone number, which is 653-8066. That's 653-8066. I'll be asking you to phone that number around 3 o'clock. Listen, talking to football, the animals were beating the insects 20-0. This is football, right? Until the centipede came on half an hour before time and helped the insects to win 75-20. He would have come sooner, but he was lacing up his boots. Oh, I love those old gags. They always are the best ones, aren't they, really? All right. Alan McGraw of Stenhouse Muir of Stirlingshire, Scotland, writes, could you please wish Glasgow Rangers all the best in their league match against Aberdeen? All his family are Rangers supporters, including wife Liz and sons Stuart and David. Also, could you mention the Grangemouth Rangers Supporters Club? Hello, the Grangemouth Rangers Supporters Club. Racing today at Cheltenham, Windsor and Doncaster, Custom Car Show, Olympia London, and Rugby Union, it's the Country Championships, Northumberland versus Gloucestershire. Oh, and the underwater hang gliding down at my place at 4 o'clock. 14 minutes past 2 o'clock, Radio Eleanor coming to you on 254 metres on the medium wave and also 97 VHF. Bringing you 24 hours of non-stop music, 7 days a week. My name is Andy Davis, with you all the way till 6 o'clock. Do not forget our mailing address, which is RE, number 71, Ashville Road, Wallasey on Merseyside, for sending your complaints. And don't forget our phone-in at around 3 o'clock, 653-8066. That's somebody called Dollar. And the opening track from their album, Shooting Star, the title track. 70 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, this is Andy Davis on Radio Eleanor on...
2, 2, 5, 5, 4, 4.
No, prefer the shorter version, which goes...
2, 5, 4.
That's better. Well, come on, turn round, let's have a look at you. Yes, you look pretty set for the afternoon. You don't look too bad at all, in fact, I must admit. You look a lot better than I do, and I'll tell you that. Now, 7.02 tonight, journalist, TV personality, and Radio Eleanor DJ. That's Robin Blind with the Total Satisfaction Show. 2 minutes past 10 o'clock tonight, some prime classic rock cuts on the Friday Rock Show with RD on the radio, Motorhead. Right, from Elaine Weir in Woolwich in London, down there by the ferry, it says, Dear Andrew, if it's possible, will you say a few words to my daughter, Nicola? She's 4 years old, and in those 4 years, she's done the things that most little girls would not do. Episode 1. When she was 2 and a half, she decided to get a pus stuck on her head, which meant an embarrassing trip to the hospital to get it removed. Episode 2. Instead of spending her pocket money, she decided to eat it. Another trip to the hospital. Episode 3. Instead of coming through the front door by knocking, she put her head through the letterbox, got it stuck, and we had to call the fire brigade. Well, I really don't know what to say to a young lady like that, Nicola, except behave yourself. Stop it! Don't fear! Thank you, Elaine Weir. I do not know what to suggest to do with your daughter, Nicola. May I suggest you just listen to Radio Eleanor? Let's hear from the Bee Gees now. This is called Why Aren't We Living Together? PG's there in a track taken from the album Spirits Having Flown. That's Why Aren't We Living Together, which we are, at 20 minutes past 2 o'clock on Radio Eleanor 254. Don't forget, we may be saying a big hello to your company today, coming up at about 4:15. And Christine Johnson of Allenby Crescent in Rossington in Doncaster would like me to mention today her fiancé Kevin Langford. As he's celebrating his 21st birthday, Kevin works at Comber Hills in Wakefield. And Christine wants me to send him love and kisses. Oh, behave yourself, Christine, you're embarrassing me. It says, I can't really wait to see him tonight. Have a nice time anyway, Christine. Also, I've got to mention Christine's sister, Debbie. Hey, Sister Debbie, you all right, my lady? Who also has a birthday today. She's 22 years old. Hello to her fiancé, Jim, also.
Right. it safely.
Oh, no. It's Andy Davis again on that radio Eleanor.
Meanwhile, a Christine Page of Hull wants me to say hello to husband Ray and to Kermit the car. Okay, Kermit the car. Which is a navy blue Mini 1000 registration RWF767G. Ray's on his way home from work about now. Was back to a long time ago. Aye, Christmas 1980. That's Daryl Hall and John Oates there. That's Kiss on my list. Now, that record was also for Mervyn Myers from Hocktington, who's marrying Julie Edwards from Reading, getting married at the Methodist Church, Hocktington in York. At 4:30 today, reception will be at a place called the Three Cups Inn. That's a nice name for a place, isn't it? Three Cups Inn. And honeymoon, what it says, Sunday from Heathrow, it's a secret destination. Right, just hang on while I ring the booking office and find out. Now they're announced over the air. No, only kidding. Thank you, Mervyn Myers. Marrying Julie Edwards today. 24 and a half minutes past 2 o'clock. Radio Elmo, we've got one of these. Yes, it's a message from the motoring unit. It's for drivers in Essex approaching the Colchester area. Now, owing to an accident involving a large heavy goods vehicle, the A12 Northern Bypass, that's at Colchester, has been closed for the next 2 or 3 hours at least. And diversions have already been signposted from the Ipswich side of Colchester at the Ardley Interchange. And it's all because the accident happened on a part of the road where roadworks have reduced road width anyway. And a long time must elapse before it can be cleared, as a lorry has to be offloaded before it can be removed. Also, watch out for trouble at the A4 Chiswick West London. There are diversions down there, and it's very, very confusing indeed. Thank you, motoring unit. Thank you also to Sheila Osborne, who quotes, "We all know that sailors on a ship are like tap dancers because they depend on their pumps." Hey?
It's only kidding. Come on.
Sorry I'm late. My wheelchair blew a tire.
Many thanks, Sheila Osborne, for that joke. I'm sorry, I don't get it. 25 minutes past 2 o'clock, Radio Elmo time. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock, we've got our phone in 653-8066. The Nick Straker Band and the Walk in the Park. David Jason has just arrived, the red carpet is rolled out, and he will be making himself known on the wireless at 6 o'clock. That, of course, is 3.5 hours away. Why he has come in so early, I don't know. Anyway, 28 minutes past 2 o'clock on Radio Elmo. And can I thank Linda Naylor of Sidcup in Kent, who says, "Dear Andrew, while you were doing your bit the other day, you know about people doing things while you're playing your records, like people eating lunch or driving or shopping? Well," Linda goes on to say, "I was sitting hearing you chirp merrily whilst I was changing my soggy baby." So, dear Andrew, please include that in your list, soggy babies. All right, Linda, next time I do my shopping, eating lunch, driving bit, I shall include for women changing soggy babies. Oh, I love that. Now, the other day, we were talking about colloquialisms. Do you remember? Well, a Mr. M. Woodhouse sent me a gag concerning colloquial phrases. Now, a small lad sitting on the edge of the canal up in Yorkshire there, he's crying his eyes out, you see. And a chap walking his dog approached him and asked, "What's up, son?" "Lad, me mate's fallen into water." Panic automatically struck the chap, who promptly stripped to the waist and dived into the canal. But later on, after a vain attempt to find his mate, the chap staggered back onto the bank to say to the young boy, "Sorry, lad, I can't find your friend anywhere." "Lad, no, not my friend, me mate at my sandwich."
"Come on, what's going on here?"
I love those. I love those colloquial things. Thank you, Mr. M. Woodhouse. A warning, yet another one, to drivers somewhere on the M1 motorway. A police van carrying 4 escaped convicts has collided with a concrete mixer wagon. Police have asked you to be on the lookout for 4 hardened criminals. Thank you. Once again, Radio Eleanor coming to you on 254 meters on the medium wave and 97 FM stereo. 24 hours of music per day, 7 days a week. My name's Andy. With you all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Here's a bit of the hard stuff now from New England. Play that one specially for Malcolm and Jones, says the 422A Prescott Road, Liverpool 13. Then that one's their little boy, Nick, as in N-I-C-K. If you wish to write to myself or any of the other guys in this station, our mailing address is RE, that's Radio Elmore, number 71, Ashfield Road, Wallasey on Merseyside, in exactly 29 minutes' time. We've got our dedication spot where you can phone in on 653-8066 and complain. 29 minutes before 3 o'clock, Radio Eleanor. Listen, today is the 31st of January. As you know, Phil Collins' birthday today from Genesis. Also, Tallulah Bankhead was born this day, 1903. Best remembered for her exotic lifestyle and witty repartee. She described herself as pure as driven slush. Franz Schubert's birthday also was born this day, 1797. And Chris Chataway, the man you remember who broke Roger Bannister's 4-minute mile record, was born this day, the 31st January. And today's the day when P.J. Proby's trousers split on stage at Luton. Remember?
The marvelous music machine.
Oh, that cleaned up version for movies.
For music.
I've heard of two records in a row. There's about three jingles altogether. 3 minutes before 3 o'clock, as I mentioned, right now, Cliff Richard from an album called I Am No Hero. This is In the Night.
You waking from a dream. Step outside.
That's Monsieur Cliff Richard from an album called I'm No Hero. That's In the Night. Yet to be released as a single. It's 25 and a half minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Don't forget, 3 o'clock we've got... and another couple of hours of myself. 6 o'clock, David Jason between 6 and 8. And that's it at the moment. Good letter now from, actually from White Rock Pictures in Belfast, from Mark and Tommy, who have asked me to say 6 times, I'm in love with a girl on a certain Manchester Megastore. Check out, you're joking, no chance.
Odie, Odie.
Hey, look, guys, thanks for that Adler. Eleanor's
very 180 pounds of ugly fat.
What did you say, pal?
180 pounds of ugly fat.
Okay, baby.
She didn't love him.
And you'd better talk fast, sweetheart.
Okay. Hello, Radio Eleanor, 254.
No. What do you call people who hate children?
Parents.
I'm in love with a girl on a certain Megastore Manchester checkout desk. I'm in love with a girl on a certain Manchester Megastore... Sorry, I can't do it, Mark and Tom in Belfast. What's the idea, hey? Is Liverpool Express something called Smile? That's Liverpool Express and Smile. Let me thank once again Mark and Tommy from White Rock Pictures in Belfast, who asked me to say 6 times, I'm in love with a girl on a certain Manchester Megastore checkout desk 6 times. Thanks, pal. No chance. 22 minutes before 3 o'clock on Radio Eleanor. Got one here from Laura Danner and George Walsh of 43 Sussex Close Gardens in Hull. Who wants to send this next one to their mum and dad? That's Mr. and Mrs. Robleski of 66 Swanside Road, Liverpool 14. From Split Ends, as in S-P-L-I-T-E-N-Z. This is I Got You.
I got you. That's all I want.
Split Ends, I Got You, especially for L&M Walsh of 43 Sussex Close, Hull. 50,000 miles away. 90 minutes before 3 o'clock.
Mail, this weekend, where the good guys are.
Don't forget, at 3 o'clock after the news, we've got our phone in, where you can complain or do anything you like on the air. That's 653-8066.
On it, all the time.
I shall look at that. I want to tell you about Radio Eleanor. This shows us every week on 234-254 and about this network VHS stereo every Saturday and Sunday. Our mailing address is RT 71 Ashville Road, Wallasey on 95.
Radio Eleanor.
For the closest approach to original pirate radio, Poulton Wallacey on Merseyside. And don't forget, at about 3:30, we'll be telling you what's going on Radio Eleanor on Valentine's Day. So stay tuned. 4:15, we may be giving your thermal company a mention. Lots of goodies to stay tuned. How exciting. Yeah. This week's number 6 in Eleanor's Tough 40 comes from Visage. And this is Fade to Grey.
Music is the message.
Now listen, if you've written into the station, hold on for the next couple of hours. Hold on! Your cards are on the way. Don't forget, at 6 o'clock we've got 2 hours of the disco show with David Jason. I've got to mention that on account of the gun stuck in my back. Meanwhile, here's Cool and the Gang and Too Hot.
At 17 we fell in love.
Total there and hold the line. And David Jason has just put his coat over the studio clock. Thank you, Dave. The next 4 minutes of time checks are purely estimated.
Oh, I do fancy you, Andy.
Anyway, for the last 3 hours and 57 minutes so far, you've been listening to Mr. Andrew Davis.
Never heard of him.
Well, now you know. Listen, anyway, did you know that my show is...
the only show guaranteed to give you total satisfaction.
So very much to Tony Jones, one producer. Thanks very much to Kevin Hall, one technical operator. Actually, I'm being operated from the back by remote control at the moment. A little drizzle in the northwest, mainly dry today with a little sunshine later. Maybe, although fog will be very widespread tonight. So, if you're driving, please watch out, won't you? Tomorrow on the program at 10 o'clock, we'll have details of what we're doing on Valentine's Day. We'll also have the weddings and all the regular spots. So, I'll see you then.